Stevie Wiebe here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Right Hook Roxy episode. My favorite part of this interview was her talking about her progression as a boxer, winning her first National Junior Olympics, as well as talking about her international achievements. She's really kick-ass, and she's only 19, I believe, and she's got a bright future. So thanks for tuning in. Peace.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, that's better. Thank you.
Got it.
So we have, thanks for doing this. We have Ayana Roxy Verduzco.
Yes, Ayana Roxani Verduzco. But you could say Roxy.
Okay, so Roxy, and you are a boxing champion. Are you Brazilian?
No, I'm actually from the United States.
Okay.
I'm based out of Los Angeles, California. But
okay, that's what's up. Okay. Where did you grow up? Like what area?
So I grew up like in the San Fernando Valley.
Okay.
So, I grew up in San Fernando Valley. My family, they're from Los Angeles. My dad's side, they're from Mexico. My mom's side, they're Native American and Spanish, you know. So I grew up in
a
tight household, I guess you can say.
And then what high school did you attend?
San Fernando High School.
Oh, that's what's up. So shout out to San Fernando High School. How did you get into sports and boxing at an early age?
Yes. So with me, I'm a fourth generation fighter. So my family is a lineage of fighters. My tias, my grandmas, my uncle, he's Benny the Jet Yukides.
Yeah. Which is
a boxer. That's my uncle.
Whoa.
So I'm just legacy pretty much. That's what I've been doing.
Who are some of your favorite boxers to watch growing up?
I'd say I have Lomachenko, the Gotti and the Ward. I've watched those over and over again. I like Errol Spence. He just fought yesterday. Canelo. But yeah, Santa Cruz, Leo Santa Cruz. There's a couple fighters. I can't really choose one because they all have different styles. And I just.
What about Sugar Ray Leonard?
He's a great fighter. Yes, definitely old school. I like watching a lot of old school fights as well.
Yeah. And so are you a part of a gym, and how did you get your schooling in boxing and everything?
So with me, my mom is my trainer. So she's been training me my whole life. So that's something that a lot of fighters don't really see. She's my mother. She's trained me. We've had our own gym, but now we're training right now either in Wild Card in Hollywood or Lake Balboa with Buddy McGirt. So just depending
on the
situation and everything. It's
kind
of hard.
What do you remember what it was like to enter your first competitive bout?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember what it was like your first fight? Like
oh yeah.
Yeah, so I want to hear about that.
Yeah, my first fight was in I believe in India, which is like 3 hours from here.
Oh, India, yeah.
Yeah, I was 8 years old at the time. And so my first fight for my birthday, my seventh birthday, my mom asked me what I wanted for my birthday. And I said I wanted my USA boxing book so I could be able to compete. So I was able to compete when I was 8. I did lose my first fight, which is crazy, but
Was it a TKO?
No. It was just split decision, actually.
Split decision.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so... But that was your first one, and then how did you bounce back from that at such an early age?
I was a young age, so it didn't really, like, I was kind of heartbroken, but I was little, so it wasn't a big deal to me. You know, as an amateur, fighting, like, amateur, you know, we have a lot of fights compared to the pros.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these pro fighters were amateurs, so it wasn't a big deal to me, because you know I keep fighting in tournaments. I kept winning.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, it was like good to get my first actually loss, you know, my
right
first
fight. Right. What's your training regimen like? How do you keep up your cardio, like, to get in shape?
So with me, I have strength and conditioning Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. in the afternoon after I have a 2-hour workout in the morning. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll usually go to run in the mountain, which is like the elevation is super high to get me my conditioning up.
Yeah.
But with that is there was recently fires here in Los Angeles, so they had closed down the mountains as well.
Yeah. Now,
they closed down Los Angeles again just recently today with, you know, everything that's going on. So that's pretty much it right now, the strength and conditioning, the running the mountains. But the mountains are closed right now due to the fire, so I've just been running like at Griffith Park or wherever I can.
That's what's up. Yeah, they have some really good parks there and trails.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wrestle in high school, and there's different weight divisions. So what weight division do you box at?
I fight at 119 to 125 pounds, but the Olympic weight class is 125, so that's where I'm staying at right now.
Now, do you have to cut weight in order to make that weight division?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay, let's talk about that, because I remember even back then for me, it was difficult for me because I had to go in the sauna and stuff like that. How do you normally cut weight?
So with me, I normally cut weight, I would say, I start off weeks before, not like drying myself out because I want to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
I drink water a day just
wait,
to
how get, much again? Can you repeat that?
A gallon of water a day.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. And I have my own chef, which is my mother. She was a chef as well. So, you know, that helps me out a lot. I stay away from the carbohydrates. It's okay to have a decent amount of carbohydrates, you know, depending like your bread or whatever.
Yeah.
Greens, a lot of vegetables, not too much fruit. You can eat fruit, but just don't eat like this, like bananas, you know, stuff that for gaining weight. And then the last 2 weeks, I go to distilled water. I drink distilled water a gallon a day.
Yeah.
Dried out completely. And I'm fine. I'm pretty much fine.
Now when it's that last moment of a weigh-ins, do you put on plastics or do you go in the sauna at all?
I prefer not to go in the sauna because, you know, that really drains your legs for the fight. And as an amateur, I could fight about 6 times that whole week because, you know, it's every day. So with us, we had to keep cutting weight, eating again, keep cutting weight. You got to stay like maintaining. So yeah, a couple times I'll put on a plastic, but not kill myself because I would have already prepared when I was at home.
Yeah. Now you mentioned the Olympics, like when did that come about? That's a big deal.
The Olympics, that's been one of my dreams since I was, you know, a young girl, I would say my whole life, you know, that's something I really took really like, that's what I wanted to do before I turned pro. I would like to go to the Olympics. A lot of countries are letting pros go back to the Olympics, but
yeah,
I don't think that's a good idea as, you know, out here, I plan on, you know, the Olympics and the whole COVID happened, it set back everything. So now everything's just kind of in the air at the moment.
Now I'm reading your stats. So you took first place in the National Junior Olympics 2015 and 2016, right?
Oh, I've taken a lot more. Actually 2014, 15, 16, 17.
Oh, the junior, all those?
Yeah, Junior Olympics, you know, you stop at 17, but I've won 21 national championships, meaning like.
Damn, that's, go ahead.
Yeah.
So, like, repeat what you just said. Like, what does that consist of?
The Junior Olympics. You have the regular nationals in December, where it qualifies you to make Team USA to travel for the world, competing for the spot. So I've done that for like 5 years. I was on Team USA. I've been to like regular Western nationals, meaning like Albuquerque, New Mexico, California, the East Coast. The nationals change every year. Sometimes they were in Ohio, but I won 21 of those.
So as far as the Olympics, what countries were like the most challenging? Where, like the fighters, like where are some good?
So like the Olympics, as a fighter, you know, we look out for obviously USA. That's one of the biggest ones. Russia, Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan? Kazakhstan's got some fighters.
Yes. Also, Russia. Russia is very important. Cuba, the men, they don't have women on their team because of, you know, everything that's going on in Cuba. But
yeah,
the men, Cuba are one of the best in the Olympics. They like tower everyone in boxing. Like they're the country. It's because they don't really turn pro out there. They're not allowed to turn pro out there. So they stay in the amateurs. So they're like 40 years old, you know, they're yeah. there. They've been there a bunch of times. That's something they do out there. That's what they take pride on. They don't do Olympics. I meant pros. A lot of the pros in Cuba went to here to the U.S. to turn pro because they're not allowed to do that. But yeah. Brazilians are starting to get really good. India's the girls, they have a lot of girls in India.
Oh, there's some Indian girl boxers, huh?
Yes, a lot.
What about like China, Korea, Japan, like the other Asian countries? No Asians?
Yeah. Japan has some. I had fought in the world championships. I want to go medal there. I had fought Mongolia, Kazakhstan, Turkey.
Oh, Mongolia's got some fighters?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, they do.
What has been your toughest bout so far in your career? Do you remember a particular fight?
Yes. 2018 World Championships. I fought three times, but the toughest one I had was the girl from Kazakhstan, which was the gold medal round. You know, she gave me good work. I gave her good work, but I came out as the winner. Also to Mongolia, the girl wasn't like skillfully there, but she was very strong, you know, so I was like, dang.
She was like physically, was she really stocky and like short and compact?
No, she was actually taller than me, but it's just, she's just naturally strong. You know, you don't need to be like stiff and stuff. Like, she was pretty naturally strong, and that was yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then as far as what how do you define your style? Are you a counter puncher? Are you a knockout artist? Like, how would you define your boxing style?
I was really taught everything as an amateur. You know, we're always fighting different styles. We're always fighting people that are boxers, that are punchers, that move around. So we have to adjust to everything. So if one day I have to be a fighter, meaning just go in there, I'll go in there. One day I have to be a boxer, but I like to use my footwork, my feints. So like, you know, I'm more skillful side, not just like banging and, you know.
Is it more difficult to fight like southpaws?
Well, I'm a southpaw myself.
Oh, so you're a southpaw.
Yes.
Which means you lead with your right.
Yes. Right?
So that means it's difficult for other fighters to fight you then, because you have an unorthodox stance, right?
Yes, it's definitely, they don't really spar lefties and stuff. So, you know, we have the advantage. But when I'm fighting another lefty, it's like a righty and a righty. You know, we're throwing punches from way different angles. We're both like hitting the jab and we're both hitting each other. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. Have you ever been knocked out, or have you knocked other girls out?
I've never been knocked out before. I hope that doesn't happen to me.
Knock on wood. Hopefully that won't happen. Knock on wood. Yeah.
But I have TKO'd people. I've had stunning people before in my fights. I have like about 33 TKOs. And
were you just completely knocked them out?
Like for us, you know, they were more protective. We got big gloves on. We have headgears on. So it's more, you know, safer, you know, but I've dropped several females before. Yes.
Have you ever dropped them unconscious where like they're just out for the count?
Twice, yeah. When I was actually smaller, it was crazy. I was at ringside, and it was a little tournament in Kansas City, a big tournament. And then I hit her, and she did not get back up, and she was just there like, where am I? And then I started crying because I was so little, and I was just
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, are you familiar with the Rocky movies?
Oh, yes. I watched every single one.
Do you get any inspiration through, because I know that that's a real inspirational series of movies, you know?
Yeah, I've always liked it because, you know, Sylvester Stallone is in there.
Yeah.
I get motivated when he would be running in the morning and like doing, but I already knew it was fake. So, you know, like it was a movie. I mean, what we go through, that's in the movie, you know, so that's what connected me to the movie. But I knew the boxing part. I was like, what is he doing? But, you know, I got motivated with the training and all that.
Right. Now, would you say, this is out of my own curiosity, what do you think boxing consists of? Is it mostly mental or physical?
90% mental and 10% physical, I always
say. So it's here.
Yes, here, mental, always.
Now, before any of the bouts, do have you ever do you play head games with your opponents? Like, do you like say stuff? Because I, you know, like during UFC fights, I've seen like different things take place before weigh-ins. You know, someone might say something to their opponent. Do you do anything like that?
Well, for me, I'm more on the humble side, you know, because I already have a resume. I've done things, so I like to stay more of the quiet person. But females have tried getting in my head, but it doesn't work. What I do is I don't say nothing about them. They'll try to say something, but it scares them more, because when I'm in the ring, I'm just staring right at them with my eyes, and that's right.
It changes it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since we have technology, has any of them try to hit you up on social media, like try to mess with your head?
I've gotten people that haven't fought, try to mess with my head, saying, oh, this girl's going to beat you, this and that, but I just ignore it because, you know, they're not in the ring with me, so, you know.
Yeah. Now, outside of boxing, what do you enjoy, like, what are some of your other interests and hobbies, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like reading, listening to music. I like being outdoors, like nature and stuff. I like extreme stuff, not like, I don't like the, I'm a girly girl, you know, people don't really know that about me. Obviously not right now, I'm wearing a sweater, but yeah. You know, I'm a girly girl, but at the same time, I like things that are like, you know, riding four-wheelers, jet skiing, stuff like that seems always interesting to me. Hiking the mountains, you know,
yeah.
Stuff like that. That's like adventure.
And you mentioned music. Like, what types of music do you listen to music before your bouts, or like, what types of music are you into?
I honestly like every type of music. When I say every type, I mean like everything. But
even country music.
Yes, there's actually a couple country songs I like. You know,
classical.
But you know, a couple of them, yes. For me though, before my fight, I like to listen to more calming music or like motivating music, like motivation videos, like, yeah. I listen to calming music to help me, you know, stay calm before my nerves and stuff.
Yeah. What about movies? You don't like movies or anything?
Movies, I like movies. I like comedy though. Comedy,
yeah.
Like, so that's what I like. Yeah. And action.
As far as what you do inside the ring. Like, mm-hmm. What do you enjoy doing as far as your preparation? Like, how do you like prepare for like an actual fight? Like, what does it take to do that?
You know, it's a lot of mental, you know, you want to be ready, mentally ready before you step in the ring. So, you know, I always have to talk to myself, prepare myself, write down little things, what I want to do, how I want to do it. It's all, honestly, for me, it's all mental. Physically, you know, my team is in charge of that. You know, I have my strength and conditioning coach, Andy, my mom, Gloria, you know, I let them deal with the physical part because I'm just there. I show up to the gym, train hard, get that out the way. But it's honestly, it's like inside, you know, how I feel. Like, I always need to make sure I'm ready before anything.
Yeah. Now, I'm a fan of all of it. I love boxing, but I also like watching UFC. Have you considered, after your boxing career, to mm-hmm. progress to the UFC?
Yes, I've thought about that. Recently, Clarissa Shields just went to UFC. That just happened. But for me, if they pay me a good amount of money, yes, I will jump into UFC. I feel like I could bring a good fan base from boxing to the UFC. As well, a lot of UFC people would like to see me in MMA. A lot of people ask me that.
Oh, yeah. And you know, there's other female fighters, like, I'll give you an example. Holly Holm has a boxing background.
Yes.
So, Aaron Pico, he's a phenom in wrestling, and he crossed over to UFC. Mm-hmm. So, where would you get your, I mean, have you thought about, like, because you would have to learn other aspects of martial arts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, would you be down to move to, like, New Mexico to, like, join Winkle, you know, Winkle, Jackson, whatever, their camp? Like, would you be open to do that?
Mm-hmm. So with me, I would like to learn off of my uncle first, the kickboxing part, meaning the kicks and stuff. I'll learn that from him, obviously, first. The grappling and stuff, yes, I'll look for a good trainer, because I don't really know too much about UFC.
Yeah. But
I'm sure there's trainers there that are, you know, good people, good resumes. and that I would obviously look into that. And yes, I would, if I have to move for a training camp, I will move.
Right, right. Now, do you watch a lot of UFC?
Not so much. I've seen like a couple big fights, you know. I've seen the recent retired GOAT himself just retire. I've seen that fight. You know, just once in a while I'll see fights, but I'm more into just looking at boxing and stuff.
Are you a fan of Mike Tyson at all?
Yes, yes.
Did you see his last fight?
Yeah, I saw his last little exhibition with Roy Jones.
Roy Jones. Now, what are your thoughts? Like, what's your opinion on that fight?
I thought Roy Jones got, Tyson got it. He got it. You know, Roy Jones is still slick. You know, they're holding, you know, a lot. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're older men already, so you can't get upset about that.
Yeah. Now, did you feel like, since it was an exhibition, can you describe to the listeners and viewers the difference between an exhibition bout and a real bout? Why don't you explain that?
An exhibition is kind of like a sparring, you know, but you're doing it in front of a crowd. You're just doing it for entertainment or for a good cause like them. They raise it for charity. An exhibition has no judges. There's no winner. It's just, you're literally in the ring entertaining people around you. Some people do it for a cause. Some people don't. I've done that before. You know, I just did it at my gym at exhibition. I did it with a boy though. And then a real fight, you know, you're fighting for your fights, for your undefeated record, whatever record you have. You're fighting for money most of the time. You're fighting in front of judges, and there is a winner and a loser. Some for titles, some for tighter eliminators. You know, it's just, it's totally different. Exhibition, right. You know, it's not the same.
That's why in Rocky IV, when Apollo Creed died,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was right. Because that bout was an exhibition between Ivan Drago and Apollo Creed. Do you remember that scene?
I seen that actually.
He kills him.
Yeah, it was unfair. That's you know, also to exhibition. Like, I don't think Mike and Roy were really like going 100%.
Like, I felt that too. I felt like Mike was holding back.
Definitely. He can knock out. He's a knockout.
Oh, I know. I've seen, yeah, his old shit. Yeah, his old bouts. Yeah. But you know what I noticed too is I felt that Mike was in better shape than Roy. Because I, you know, like you could see the corner men between rounds. He was gassing out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with that, yeah, I think Roy was out of shape. You could also tell in the body, the way they prepared themselves. But Mike also signed a contract. And Roy Jones not to knock each other out. So they were obviously holding back on their punches. But yeah, no, I did see right in the weigh-ins, I could just tell by the body, like, you know, that guy's older, they're going to have wrinkles, you know, and whatnot. But you can just tell who's prepared and who's not prepared.
Yeah. Now, out of my own curiosity, have you ever fought like a male?
So back in the days, they used to
They ever challenged you?
Oh, yeah, a bunch of times. But we just spar it out because I can't legally fight females. I mean, males. I'm sorry. I can't legally. Yeah.
Because I'll just give you an example. I have never, like, boxed a day in my life. I've wrestled, but I think that you would knock me out in under 10 seconds.
I wouldn't want to say that, but I do know how to throw a punch. So
yeah. Okay, so what advice would you give me if I was in the ring with you? Like, how would I survive longer? Just to curl up in a ball?
I'd just say run in a circle and I'll
just run in a circle. But then once, I'm sure even if you got me to the body, you would floor me, huh?
Yeah, because, you know, I know where to pick the punches. I just don't throw in the body just to throw. You know, I know exactly where to throw. You know, you got your kidney.
So you know, like, the pressure points?
Your liver, your kidneys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so what would that feel like if you got a clean punch to my liver? Would I collapse instantaneously?
Yeah, but 80% of people who get hit in the liver in a boxing match, they end up going down because the liver, you know, that hurts. It really hurts. And they have little gloves on.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, have you ever been tested just like in your neighborhood, like a girl who doesn't know who you are, and they might test you? Has that ever happened?
So with me, like, I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. It's small and big at the same time. Everyone knows everyone. By the time I was like 10, 12 years old, everyone knew I boxed. So a lot of females never really had problems with me. If anything, there was more guys that would fight with me, you know. I fought.
Wait, like at the mall or just like at the store or something?
No, usually my mom just handles that, but because she scares me.
Yeah. Now, like these, I'm sure once, if a guy were to know what you did, I don't think they would mess with you.
I get that a lot. Honestly, a lot of male people, you know, they're just very intimidated by me because I box. I'm a nice person. You know, I wouldn't put my hands on no one, but if it's self-defense, then I know how to defend myself.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Now, like, as far as growing up, was it a rough, like, neighborhood you grew up in, like the area itself? Were there like gangs and stuff?
Oh yeah, definitely. I lived also too in East LA for like 7 years of my life, you know, twelve years, thinking about it now. Almost my whole life. I went to school in the Valley.
Yeah.
But I lived in East LA and there's
a lot of gangs in East LA. East Los got a lot of street gangs though, huh?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I lived like, you know, near Hazard Park, on Soto, but
that's a major one. There's generations of that, right?
Yes, yes. And I lived right down the street from the project. So it was pretty bad, but I always stuck to myself.
So you never have encountered any like gang activity, or have they ever tried to recruit you, like once they find out how tough you were?
No, I was always training. Honestly, I try to stay away from it. When I used to go run in the morning or in the afternoon, you know, I would see them like in little groups and stuff, but I just minded my own business. A couple times, like, I've seen like the group of guys like look at me like who I was, but you know, I had no gang association. You know, I grew up around it. I've seen a lot of things, and within my family as well, I've just always seen the struggle and stuff. So I always stuck to my boxing. That's what honestly saved me.
Yeah.
You could have been doing other things. You could be pregnant with the child. I could have just been, you know, normal, go to college, but like boxing has really changed my life for the good. And yeah, it's brought a lot of opportunities for me in traveling, not having to be in the same place, not having to, if I stay too long in a place, you know, you end up getting comfortable, and I don't want to feel comfortable.
Yeah. So as far as, I like that you brought that out. I mean, you brought that up as far as boxing giving you, like, opening your world up. Like, what are some of, like, some of the your favorite places that you got to visit because of boxing?
Because of boxing, my favorite so far would have been Budapest, Hungary. You know, I like the beautiful lights at night. But boxing has made me travel around the world, you know, meet new people, new different things, you know, outside of boxing as well. It's gotten me opportunities. But my favorite thing about boxing that has done for me is the travel. Like, I love to travel. And, you know, without boxing, I probably wouldn't have traveled to any of those places that I wouldn't have imagined.
Have you been to Korea or Japan?
No, actually my mom has. She went to Japan. Well, they had a pro fighter and she said it was very beautiful. And I was supposed to go, but I didn't get to.
So let's put this out into this world. Okay, if there's any boxing promoters that happen to be watching the Stevie Wiebe Show, book Roxy. We could probably find a fighter out there. There's a lot of 119, 120 pounders out there. So, all you boxing promoters, make that happen once the quarantine is done. What do you say?
I'm all in. Let's go.
Where wouldn't you want to go and travel? Are there any places you would not want to go?
I wouldn't not want to go anywhere. I like everything, you know. I'm not like stereotypical about places, you know. I don't hear, oh, this place, this place, that, this place is dangerous, this place is too friendly. You know, I just like the traveling, meeting new people, meeting new different countries. I would like to go. I would like to go to Japan. That's one thing I would like to go. Greece. I'd like to go to Costa Rica. I'd like to go to Indonesia. You know, there's just different places I would really like to go.
Yeah.
Thailand, you know, because of... You know,
well, I love the food is I love Thai food as well, the coconut soup and everything.
Oh my gosh, yes. There's this Thai place that I go to all the time. So the bomb. Yes,
definitely. So let's talk about food. What are some of your favorite cuisine?
I like, honestly, pasta. I love Italian food. That's my favorite.
Oh, you like Italian food?
Yes, and then second is Colombian food, so.
So how do you categorize Colombian food? Is it similar to, like, Argentinian food?
I'd say it's similar to, like, Puerto Rican food, because, you know, they have the plátanos maduro,
which is
fried differently, or fried bananas, I guess you would call it.
I was going to say banana. They have, like, the fried banana, yeah.
Yeah, they have, like, the white, the rice as well. They have the empanadas. I would say, like, Colombian food is similar to, like, Puerto Rican. I can't say they're exactly like, because people will get mad. I mean, but there's some similarities. Like, Mexican food, you know, that's, like, my home food, so I can't really say.
I love Mexican food. I'll kill some carne asada.
You know, I can't really say it's my favorite because I eat it all the time, so it's kind of like my home food. But, like, outside of Mexican food, you know, I like Colombian, Italian.
Yeah.
I like Indian food.
Oh, Indian food's bomb.
Yes, really like good.
Chicken
tikka masala.
Oh, yeah, that's just, it's just that chicken breast, that white chicken breast. What about any Asian food? You don't like Korean, Chinese, or Japanese?
Oh, yeah, I like Korean barbecue a lot.
That's what's
I
up. Like, have you, so you've been to K-Town? Hmm? Koreatown, you've been down there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been to Chinatown, Koreatown. I've been all over those spots, you know, and I really like the food there. I always go there to get, like, this. It's like an ice cream. I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, yeah.
The mochi, I think it is.
Mochi, yeah. Just Japanese, those balls, powdered balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then white rice. I can never go wrong with white rice. It always makes me gain weight when I go there, but I just stack the plate with white rice all the time.
Now, do you like soups and stews?
I like soups. I like soups.
Like the Korean. Have you had the Korean kimchi jjigae?
How does it look like? Like, can
it's,
you just
the broth is like red. There's tofu and there's meat in it, and it's like a stew. Yes. It's hot though.
Yes, it was good.
Yeah, it's hot. So you've had that?
Yes, I have. It's hot. Yeah, I've tried it before. Pretty good, though. I really like it.
And so you grew up in that type of food? Like, your mom would make all kinds of different soups as well? Like,
yes.
Pollo? Yeah?
Yeah, when it's, like, cold and stuff, like, she goes to the soup side, which I really like, you know, because sometimes it helps me just in case, like, I'm sick or something as well.
Yeah. So,
I really like soup as well. It's light in my stomach as well, because it's just juice. We try not to put too much salt or too much anything. Like, it's more of like a nice, like, a soup that's good for your body as well. Yeah. Not grease and oil, you know. But
Now, going back to your the boxing, how do you train for strength? Like, do you lift weights or, like, how do you get your strength up?
So I do plyometrics. That's something important in the gym, but also to my strength and conditioning.
Wait. What's that? What does that refer to? Plyometrics?
Like push-ups, squats, pull-ups, you know, stuff with your own body weight, pretty much.
Yeah, so you do that daily?
Yeah, that, as well as also to my strength and conditioning coach. He's not just my conditioning, but also strength. You know, sometimes we'll do a couple weights, but, like, fast reps with short weight level, because, you know, as a boxer, you don't want to be too stiff with weights, because then you'll be stocky and you'll slow yourself down.
Oh, so really? That slows you down? So you're saying you need a little bit of dexterity. You can't overdo it with that. It'll tighten up your muscles?
Yes, we can't overdo it with that, because it will make you slow down. You know, he's professional in what he does, so I always trust him with everything. And, you know, I come out feeling great. When I fight, I don't get tired. I feel strong. So, you know, that's my strength and conditioning coach, Andy. He trains world champions too, as well as Leo Santa Cruz.
Oh, that's crazy.
I forgot his name. Yeah, so many names he trains.
No, I just thought of this idea how old are you? You're still young, right? Like, in your 20s?
Yes, I'm 19.
How old?
19?
Oh, you're young.
Yeah, I have plenty of time on my hands.
Whoa, that even impressed me more. So you're only 19 and you've already accomplished all these championships.
Yes, many years of boxing. I've been boxing for 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, three medals, international gold medals as well. That's
crazy. Yeah. Have you thought of this once? Because you still have a long career, right?
Yes.
But have you thought about maybe coaching one day, being a coach?
I actually coach people right now. Like, I do private sessions with them. So I've been coaching people. But for me, I wouldn't want to be a coach just because I know what they go through and, you know, a lot of – but, you know, maybe down the line I probably will. It just depends how my life pans out.
What about, like, not just a coach, but, like, an Olympic trainer for, like, the boxing Olympic team or something?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would do that. I actually – my mom was training actually Team USA, the youth or junior team for a while. So, you know, I already know what it is. I think I could do that if I want.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you grow up with any siblings?
So I have an older sister and two brothers. My brothers they live in Mexico. My sister lives not with me. She's already, a lot of years apart. So I kind of grew up kind of like the only child, even though I have siblings.
You're the youngest?
Yes, I'm the baby. I'm the baby.
And so what are your brothers and sisters feel about how much you've achieved in boxing? Like, what are their thoughts on it?
So far, you know, they support me. My sister, you know, all my brothers and sisters are in their 30s already. So they're already older. They're kind of like my mom or my dad, you know. But like my brothers, they support me all the way from Mexico. No, they've been supporting me for years already. I just recently went to go visit them. My sister, she's been in my life my whole life. She used to box as well when she was younger.
Oh, she did.
Yes, she stopped.
So out of your whole family, you've achieved the most in boxing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Out of whole family, I achieved more in boxing. Like, I'm the last one standing, you know, through the generation.
Now, where in Mexico do your brothers live? In Guadalajara? Like, in Guadalajara?
No, they live in Colima, which is right next door to Guadalajara, Jalisco. It's like 2 hours.
Okay, yeah.
They're from Michoacán, but they live in Colima.
That's what's up. And then, and you mentioned, have you ever visited down there?
I just recently lived out there for 7 months. I just came back in June, I believe. I was out there during the whole corona when it first started.
Yeah.
For a long time, seeing them and my family.
Now, because you have, you know, your cultural background from Mexico, do you have a lot of support from Mexico? Do they know who you are, like the country itself?
So, yeah, I mean, the head coaches and stuff for the boxing team for Mexico, you know, they already knew who I was since I was little because I used to go I wouldn't say directly Mexico, but I do bring a lot of Mexican fan base to my page. So that's what I've been working on right now, actually. You know, I like, you know, the raza when they support you. So a lot of people in Mexico do notice me. That's like the second biggest country that knows who I am because, you know, I'm a Latina in Los Angeles.
You know? You mentioned la raza. So la raza means race, right? Your people.
Raza, I would say, like, it means, like, you know, the neighborhood.
Your peoples, right?
Spanish culture, you know.
Yeah.
Raza, like, that means the neighborhood, you know, like, the poorer part of, you know, like, just Mexican, Latin people.
So, shout out to Kid Frost, because I remember that song, This Is for La Raza.
Yes, this is for
La Raza. Kid Frost. So, shout out to Kid Frost. Do you, as far as, going back to music, are you into like people like Kid Frost, like the OGs, like Cypress Hill or Kid Frost or any of them?
I was just bumping the 80s like right now in the car. You know, I like it's
good stuff, everything. Huh? Yeah. So, man, you have you're only 19 and you've achieved so much. I'm still kind of tripping out on that. You're only 19 and you've already won all these. So what is your future goals, like because you've already accomplished so much. So what's next in line for Roxy?
So what's next in line for Roxy is for first off, marketing myself, bringing myself out there to different outlets, people that aren't used to hearing about boxing. I want to bring.
Well, this is going to help because my fan base is going to be educated to you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Not
that I like to hear different outlets, different podcasts, different interviews from different places because, you know, it helps bring the word out about female boxers as well. Not just boxing, but female boxers. You know, it's very hard to get the voice out there. And, you know, a lot of these older women have brought open doors for us and me as young as I am, I'm trying to open doors for the younger ones. So that's something I want to be a role model as well.
Yeah.
Maybe cast myself in a movie, you know.
That's what's up. It's all possible. The future is bright for you, kid. It's bright. Yes. It's looking bright. And I wanted to add that you couldn't have picked a better time because we're in the age now where, you know, Ronda Rousey opened the door for, you know, the female fighters, hey, we exist. And now there's people like Rose Namajunas and, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Holly Holm and people like that, where the world has already accepted that and already, and I don't look at females any different. I look at them even more exciting to watch versus their male counterparts. You know, I think female fighters are they fight with more heart, in my opinion, you know?
Yes, they do. I do believe that's correct because, you know, as a female, we have to prove to the men that this is not a man's sport.
No.
I guess not only this is everyone's sport. And as a female, we do work twice as hard just to get little recognition, good job. You know, there's still a lot of males that are very, you know, they shouldn't be boxing, this and that, but, you know, we work twice as hard just to prove to them that, you know, we're here to stay.
That's right. Now, as far as going back to your future, do you have any sponsorships or endorsement? What do you want to happen for that? Because I'm sure the possibilities are endless for you as far as, you know, sponsors and advertisers and all that, sponsorships.
You know, for me, I would love to get sponsors. You know, that's something that we're actually looking for, sponsors, endorsements, stuff like that, promoting, you know, commercial, anything like that. That's very important for me as well as my team, you know, to get the name out there. But well, yeah.
What sponsors? Let's put this out in the world. What sponsors would you want right now?
Right now, at this very exact moment, the sponsorship I would want, I honestly can't, that's hard because I like a lot of.
What about Everlast? Don't they have the gloves, Everlast?
They do. You know, I like Everlast, you know, that's pretty cool. I would say maybe Under Armour because, I mean, just even not sponsorships with clothes, but sponsorships that pay money so I can travel because with my mom, and me, you know, she has to pay almost all of my trips, you know, they come from.
All right, let's do this. Red Bull, if you happen to be watching this, sponsor my girl Roxy Verduzco.
Yes, sponsor. Today.
Red Bull got money. They got money. And I know that they sponsor, I know because of skateboarding, they give their athletes a monthly wage.
Yes, Red Bull does.
Anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a month.
Wow, that's nice.
So Red Bull or Monster Energy Drink. If you're watching this, hook her up.
Yes, if you're watching.
I mean, your resume speaks for itself, you know? I mean, what better athlete to represent? I mean, you represent not only your peoples, but LA to the best of, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think that for you, sports company or energy drink would be perfect because you know they got the money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think you would be a perfect athlete because not only of who you are, but your resume speaks for itself.
Yes, give this woman a chance. Come on, guys. Yeah,
so let's put this out in the universe. So Red Bull, Monster, Vitamin Energy. Water, right? Bing. They got money.
I don't know. Bing.
So a sports drink company, maybe like a company that makes gloves or, you know, the boxing gear, you know?
For me, the boxing gear, you know, I already have that under control. That would be nice to be sponsored by boxing gear, but it's deeper than just boxing gear. You know, at the end of the day, my boxing gear is not going to pay my bills. It's not going to pay my trip. So, like, it's something not just with clothes. I'd feel like more like endorsement.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about, because I know I still watch wrestling, college wrestling, and I noticed that their college wrestlers, like former NCAA national champions, if they decide to go to the next level, like Olympic wrestling, some of them go start like a GoFundMe or to support the athlete. Have you thought about doing that in the future?
I've done that before. I've done GoFundMe. I've done car washes, fundraisers, everything that you can imagine. I've done it for my trips. You know, trips cost from $3,000 to $5,000 depending on where I'm going. And I used to sell candy in school. I used to sell chips in school. Just
so you're used to hustling. You know what it is to hustle.
Yes, pretty much.
So maybe this is because I'm just trying to come up with stuff on the fly. Maybe after this interview, because we're about to wrap it up, but after this interview, would you be open to maybe getting on other sports podcasts to, like, you know, to spread the knowledge of what you do?
Yes, definitely. I would like to do podcasts for any possible thing that isn't really involved in boxing, you know, because I know your show. I don't think I've really seen a boxer.
I think you're our first boxer on the Stevie Weeby Show.
Oh, wow, I feel special.
So this is a historical interview because of the fact you're our first boxer.
Wow, I feel great. I feel, like, honored to have that spot.
Yeah. So and much. I think you should do more of this type of stuff because you never know what's out there.
Who's watching? You never know who's watching.
Yes. For me, I first did this for fun, but then it's it's slowly, you know, it's kind of like watering a plant, you know, you just pay attention to it and you keep feeding it. You keep watering it. And, I think that this was stuff like this would be good for you just to let people know. And plus it's like, why wouldn't they want to support you? Because it's like, you already have the resume, you have the boxing resume, it speaks for itself. You've achieved so much before 20 years old.
Yes, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to wrap it up now. How do you say, am I saying your name right? Is it Ayana?
So my name is Ayana.
Ayana? Yep.
Verduzco.
Ayana Verduzco.
Yes, Ayana Verduzco, but everyone calls me Roxy or Right Hook Roxy.
So when I do the thumbnail, can I use your full thing or should I put Right Hook Roxy on the right thumbnail? Hook,
just like that.
Just put Right Hook Roxy?
Yes.
And not your former name?
No, not my former name, just Right Hook Roxy.
Just Right Hook Roxy?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the time now where I want to plug any, like, if you have a website or your social media, can you give all that out to the viewers and listeners?
So I have Instagram and Twitter at Right Hook Roxy, which is Right Hook Roxy, no spaces, no underscores, just like that. I'm gonna make a YouTube channel, Right Hook Roxy, but that'll be coming later. But as of right now, just my Twitter, my Instagram handle at Right Hook Roxy.
That's a great idea. Because the YouTube is, you would have full, you and your mom and your family would have full control over that.
Yes.
You could not only, you could put training videos on there as well as, you know, just vlogs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like behind the scenes stuff too, as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I would have someone recording me. a day in the life with Roxy, you know, just depending on what I'm doing. I've been kind of slow on that. I was kind of slacking on that because I was traveling a lot and I was busy. But now since I have time on my hands, I can work on that.
Yeah. Now, I really appreciate your time. Is there anything else that you wanted to put out there before we wrap it up? Is there anything that we missed, do you think? I felt like we had a pretty good interview there.
Pretty much everything. Just let people make people understand, you know, like as a female boxer, you know, it is difficult for us, and I feel like getting our voice out there and to be heard is something very important. And like, just don't count us out, pretty much. Yeah. How I feel about that. And for anyone younger than me listening, or like any, even males, females that want to
Give them a piece of advice right now. What would you tell them?
So anyone that, you know, younger, older, male, female, I would suggest, you know, don't let people discourage you, and don't care what other people think about you. Stay focused. If you are actually doing a contact sport, you know, stay disciplined. Don't get distracted. Just work hard, because at the end of the day, what you do inside the ring and what you do outside the ring will show in the ring. And you always want to make sure you're in top shape, on your toes, healthy, get your mind, and that's something important. Eat right,
get your mind strong, right?
Hang around good energy, you know,
good people, all that. Mm-hmm. And stay away from drugs and alcohol, right?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Because I can already tell you, I don't even have to ask. I know you never got involved with that.
Yes, choose your friends wisely. That's what I would say.
Yeah. I really appreciate your time. And I do want the best for your future. I hope that one of these sports drinks companies hits you up. Now, if they happen to, you never know, if they happen to watch this interview and want to contact you, what's the best way to contact you if they want to sponsor you?
So my email is on Instagram. In my bio, it's sponsorrighthookroxy@gmail.com. And that's where I get my inquiries for sponsorships. You could also, if somehow my email doesn't work, you can direct message me and I will see it, because I have the request and I see, you know, if it's...
Speaking of, I try to contact you. You check your message. I try to contact you just to make sure you're going to show up for this interview.
I think I didn't see that one because I was talking.
It's fine. You showed up. I'm happy you showed up. The main thing is you showed up, but I'm just letting you know, I tried contacting you to make this interview happen, but it happened anyway. So shout out to my intern, Ren.
Yes.
For making that happen.
Yes. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Ren.
Sure, he contacted me because sometimes I had just recently talked about getting shirts. Anyone wants to buy any sweaters? And then I was talking about private lessons. So like the messages just swarmed, but he made sure I came, and I'm glad because.
Yeah, I'm glad too. Now you said you had some merch.
Huh?
You have merch. You have things to sell. You have a shirt people could get.
Yes, this is actually my logo, Right Hook Roxy, but it's just no. Right now, colors are black and gold. This is like a customized one for me. I will make more of these later, but I just have a black with all. I actually have it right here. They brought it for me.
Yeah,
it's this.
Check it out. No, so. how could fans purchase one of those?
They could direct message me, or they could contact my mom at Coach G Boxing, Coach GEE Boxing. That's her Instagram handle. You could direct message her. She answers back to the messages. And also to, you know, just ask me like how much I'm selling shirts and sweaters.
All right. So you heard it from Roxy. You heard it from Right Hook Roxy. She's got sweatshirts and shirts. So hit her up and say the emails again.
Oh, it's at sponsorrighthookroxy@gmail.com. And that is my Gmail. Instagram's at Right Hook Roxy to get merch, Coach G Boxing. You can always go to my page and see the videos tagged of her meeting me. So that's the easier way to get in contact with her.
All right. Thanks a lot, champ. I really appreciate your time. The best of luck to you. Everyone will be excited what happens in the future. Your future is bright.
Thank you. I really appreciate having me on the show.
Yeah. God bless. Thank you, champ.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay, see ya. You can get up. I still have some announcements though. So thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
How do I get... Okay.
I think it's...
There.
You could just...
Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye. All right, so there you go. We that was Right Hook Roxy, 19, world champion at 19. What was I doing at 19? I was smoking weed and drinking beer with the homies at 19. See, that goes to show, don't waste your time doing what I did. Do what she's doing. Because look, she's traveling the world, world champion, okay? So I have some announcements I wanted to make. We do have a Patreon attached to the show. If you want to help support this platform, I want to thank y'all. We reached 100,000, 100K. So thank you for that. I never thought that was possible. It happened, folks. So thank y'all for helping me reach 100K on YouTube. I think they owe me a silver plaque because I think they sell plaques out. So our newest patrons this week are Matthew Hamilton, Kayvon Batty, Skate90, Matthew Kaler, Corey Lee Davies, and James Briscoe. Welcome. Again, patreon.com/StevieWeeby. My Instagram is Instagram/QUANGOU. My music's all at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. I'm almost done with my Stir Crazy concept album. I'm working every night on it. I'm not only writing to it, I'm producing all of it, okay? There's no Little Ray's World because of this project, the Stir Crazy project, but he may be making some certain appearances on the album. You're just gonna have to wait and see. If you wanna send any packages, fan mail, whatever, we do have a P.O. Box. Send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391. LA, California, 90093. I'm doing this again. I don't know why I do this, but thanks for tuning in to Right Hook Roxy. Her future is looking bright. Okay. Thanks again. Peace. And thanks again for helping me reach 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Peace.